December 10th, 2019, regular town board meeting at 7 o'clock.
Okay, I'd like to welcome everyone to the regular meeting of the Monroe Town Board for December 10th, 2019, and ask the clerk to call the roll.
Councilman Hogan.
Here.
Councilman Van Tassel.
Here.
Councilman Noonan.
Here.
Supervisor Kuzniers.
Here. And it's all rise for the pledge of allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. First item on the agenda is approval of minutes, and I don't know if the board has an opportunity to review those. And I think we can take them both together. Somebody would like to move adoption of the minutes.
Motion to approve November 26th audit meeting, November 26th regular town board meeting.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
I oppose. Recognize Councilmember Hogan as abstaining. The next item is to set future meetings and workshops. The only thing I have, we've already changed the end of the month regular town board meeting because of the holiday, but I would like to set a very quick town board meeting for December 30th. For the purpose, I anticipate that we will be approving a contractor for HVAC repairs at the new highway garage. Of course, that's predicated on the fact that we will get bids submitted to the town and the engineer for review prior to that. So, would 4:30 on that day work for board members?
Yes.
All right, so we'll set that. Item 3 on the agenda is I have it listed as the Universal Playground. It's, I have listed to provide an update for the public on the work that we've done on the Universal Playground. There's actually a story that's going to appear in the Post Star tomorrow, which will talk about the installation of the playground equipment that we were able to accomplish down there. And the only thing that remains to be installed is the 17-foot ramp that leads up to the main playground piece for making it handicap accessible. We could have done a temporary ramp, but we're looking at $3,000 to $4,000, and I thought that money could be better spent on the project on permanent play structures rather than using it for a limited time. And we will just pour the ramp in the springtime with what the weather permitting. And we also did not install the spray park portion because that is a water device, and we need to run plumbing for that. And we knew we weren't going to get to it this year, so that will be installed in the spring. However, we have put an order in for the purchase of that equipment so that we'll be able to have it at 2019 prices and not 2020 prices. We were able to finish installation of the playground equipment this year as a result of the incredible efforts on the part of BOCE students that worked with us, the BOCE's instructors that worked with us. We had instructors there on when they were required to work for the school operating heavy equipment to help us get the stone, the mold, the fabric down. We had rec staff that were working additional hours, I think, to make sure we got this in before the weather. I have to give a special thank you to the Town Highway Department. Paul sent men to haul all of our stone and had it staged so that earlier in the month, so that when we were ready for installation, it was already there. And then to help us with getting the stone and mulch in. He actually loaned a highway payloader and a guy for 2 days, an employee for 2 days to help us with that effort. None of this could have been possible without the generous offering of a grant from Assemblymember Werner, who has secured a $125,000 grant for the overall cost of phase one of the project, as well as the South High Marathon Dance that earmarked $25,000 for this project, with the stipulation that the town did 50% match, which we did. And it all goes back to the early days when this was the idea of two South Winds Falls Central School District students. So a lot of people involved. It was a very exciting project. We got what we needed to do done this fall, and just before the weather hit, and that equipment will now be usable, minus the spray part, in 2019. So kudos to everyone who was involved in that.
Yeah, and I know you toot your own horn, but I know you were down there yourself running heavy equipment, trying to beat the deadline, so thank you for your ongoing efforts to help get that done. Big accomplishment for the town.
No, thank you.
And you know that it's phase one, so
yeah,
it's really a good start to a big project.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. I think it's been a huge addition to our park.
Nice job.
Pardon?
Nice job.
Oh, thank you. And on one more item on the grant, we're going through the approval process, and I received notice on Tuesday, November 26th, that the SAM grant, which the Assemblywoman has sponsored, has made it into the final review process by the State Dormitory Authority of New York. So all very exciting news. Item four on the agenda, I just wanted to update the board on our Craig Water District Planning Grant. Back in, I believe it was May of 2019, the town board applied for a Department of State Local Government Citizens Reorganization Empowerment Grant for the purposes of drawing up a plan and looking at our water districts. We have six water districts, and the board is looking for a plan to consolidate them. And I'm very pleased to report that we were awarded the grant, which is up to $50,000 for the planning portion of that consolidation. Requires 50% match on the part of the town, which we budgeted for. And should we move forward with implementation of the plan, we can get up to an additional $100,000, which will allow the town to have over 95% of the cost of that consolidation paid for by a grant. So that's very good news. Item five is the Monroe Townwide Trails Concept Plan. At the last town board meeting, the LA group, represented by Tracy Clothier, went over verbally the proposal that she had submitted to the town on November 20th regarding the Monroe Townwide Trails Concept Plan. In order for the town to be eligible to apply for state grants, we have to have a viable plan, formal plan, that can be submitted as part of the grant application. And I know we discussed this at the last board meeting, and I think the board wants to move forward with this, with these services, and I'll just read the synopsis for from the LA group on their proposal. It says, "Dear Supervisor Kuzniers, for your review and consideration, please find a proposal from the LA grant to implement the grant 2018-09 ordered by the Hudson River Valley Greenway in the amount of $7,500. With a $7,500 matching grant for a total project cost of $15,000. This proposal is to develop a conceptual master plan for a loop trail, hike bike system linking the Hudson River waterfront to Monroe State Park and public resources throughout the community. So the total cost of that program, of that proposal is $15,000. We have budgeted the town share 50%, $7,500, and then we have the Hudson River Valley Green Money Grant. So if the board is so inclined, I'll entertain a motion to engage the services of the LA Group for that purpose and an amount not to exceed $15,000.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Is that? You got a second?
Yes.
Oh. Any discussion?
What's that?
Any discussion?
On this, this is basically the LA Group is developing a plan. And this is something we're presenting where? For the public, or is there for more monies?
So so we've gotten the grant from the Hudson River Greenway.
Yeah.
We have earmarked the match, the municipality's required match. And so these folks are going to actually put the plan together.
Okay.
So that we can apply for additional funding to build the trail.
Okay. So this is basically the engineered plan for the trails.
Correct.
And then we have to, once we submit that, and then we
hopefully
get,
we'll have...
Hopefully get more grant money to actually build the trails.
Correct.
Okay. And at that point, who supervises the building?
The building of it?
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll have a professional as well as town employees involved.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. You know, I look at this amount for the development of it, and it's, it'd be nice if they could sit there and say, okay, now this also needs to be done, and, you know,
right.
to have them on hand for that aspect of it.
Right. Well, they will present the plan to us, and we'll be able to provide input on it before it's finalized.
Okay.
And the most beneficial thing, in my, from my perspective, is it puts us in a lot better position, it puts the town in a lot better position to be able to qualify for grants because of substantive information that's been collected and presented.
Okay.
And so the town is technically only paying a half the cost. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Yes.
No.
Motion carries. Item 6 on the agenda is the Monroe Community Center bingo request for approval for their bingo license, which we do, I think, every 6 months.
Once a year.
Yes, twice a year.
Twice a year?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I have in my possession the village police department has done the necessary background checks. They did a review of the sex offender registry.
I think the rules kind of changed a little bit with the background checks. They almost became a little bit more lenient with the requirements, so it takes a little bit of the pressure off of what we're doing here to make sure this is going to be okay.
Yeah, so we have I have an email actually directed to the town clerk from the chief of police who said I did a local record check on all the names listed on the bingo application date 12/3/2019, and none of them have any negative contacts with the South Wind Falls Village Police and are considered members of the community in good standing. So in the past, I myself had concerns that we were affirming something that we didn't know to be true, and as a result of that activity, you know, I'm comfortable signing in the direction of the town.
Motion to authorize and direct the supervisor to sign the...
I think we have to go through the application. Right?
We should probably, yes.
So this is for the Monroe Community Center located at 144 Main Street, South Wind Falls, New York. First question is, all members designated in the application to conduct bingo are of good moral character and have never been convicted of a crime. Yes or no, based on the report from the police chief, that can be yes. checked as no.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, it's yes.
double negative.
Question.
Double negative.
Is that?
It's a double negative.
Yeah. Question two, applicant is qualified, authorized organization as defined in the bingo licensing law. That is yes. All the members designated in the application to conduct games are bona fide active members of the applicant organization. Yes. And if anybody feels otherwise, please indicate that for the record. Premises presently owned or occupied by the applicant are in every respect adequate and suitable for conducting bingo games. So that would be yes. Bingo games are to be conducted in accordance with the provisions of the bingo licensing law and the rules and regs, the gaming commission and local ordinances. Yes. Entire net proceeds are to be devoted to exclusively to one or more of the lawful purposes as defined in bingo licensing law and the rules and regs of the gaming commission. Yes. There is satisfactory proof that no commission, salary, compensation, reward, or recompense will be paid or given to any person for conducting the games or assisting therein, except to the extent authorized by the bingo licensing law and the rules and regs of the gaming commission. Yes. Number eight, there is satisfactory proof that the type, value, and prizes offered and given will be in accordance with the provisions of the bingo licensing law. Yes. If applicable, the rent to be paid to the authorized bingo leasor is reasonable and done and does not exceed that established by the gaming commission. I presume that to be yes. Do we know?
Yeah, they have an arrangement worked out with the church that they, it's not really a rental agreement. It's more of a trade-off, I believe.
I think you signed this, right?
I signed the bottom. You sign up underneath number one.
That's it, right? So if somebody would move to authorize a supervisor to sign the application, I shall do so.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
And I'll take that from you after you sign it, if that's okay.
Sure. Can you go on my button?
I can.
Actually, did I do it? I didn't do an investigation, but I signed it.
Yeah.
Good.
I thought that was checking yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Item 7 on this evening's agenda is the waste hauling contract. Our current contract will expire at the end of this month. And we went out to bid and received two bids that were returned to the clerk's office. And the first is from Casella Waste Management Incorporated, 1392 Route 9, whatever, New York, 12828. On the 42-yard containers for transportation, they specified $175. For disposal was $74, and that was for a 12-month period. The alternate bid was for a 2-year period, same size container, same amount, $175 for transportation, $74 for disposal. And then on the 20-yard open-top containers, for 1 year, it's $175 for transportation, $74 for disposal. On the 2-year, 20-yard open-top containers, it was $175 for transportation, $76 for 22 for disposal. On bid item 3, which is the 20-yard open-top container for backup for 1 year contract, $175 for transportation, $76.22 for disposal. And for the 2-year contract for a 20-yard open-top container backup, transportation rate would be $175, and again, for disposal, $76.22. The second bidder, Waste Management of 100 Ranzier Drive, West Seneca, New York, 14224. For bid item one year, 42-yard container for transportation is $190, disposal is $65. For two-year contract, same size container is $190 for transportation, $65 for disposal. Bid item for number two for the 20-yard open top for 1 year was $190 for transportation, $65 for disposal. For two-year contract, 20-yard open top container for overflow is $190 for transportation, $65 for disposal. Bid item three, which is a 1 year contract, 20-yard open top container for backup, $190 for transportation, $65 for disposal. Finally, for a 2 year contract and a 20-yard open top container for backup, $190 for transportation, $65 for disposal. Now, we extrapolated using those figures what that would have meant for 2019 year year to date, which is for up through October, and using the numbers in the both bids, it would have been $8,888 cheaper on a 1 year contract at, if we were to offer the proposal to Waste Management. Obviously, if we were to go with a 2 year contract, you'd essentially be doubling the savings on that. I need to point out that neither of the bidders abided by the bid bond requirements that are specified in the big package as far as providing a the bond requirement. However, this is the town has the ability to characterize this as a mere irregularity, and we can still move forward awarding the contract. So my recommendation would be to offer a 2 year contract to Waste Management.
Can you just summarize the total 2 year savings? I'll say some run rates.
Yeah, so based on run rates, and that's through October of 2019, had these numbers been in place and we compared to Casell and Waste Management would save the town $8,885.14 on a 1 year contract.
I'm assuming twice that.
And if we engage a 2 year contract, where those rates would be held the same per their bids, you could extrapolate the same amount. Mm-hmm. So basically, that's only, that's minus 2 months. So you're looking at over $18,000 in savings if we go with a 2 year contract based on that.
And the current incumbent is
Waste Management.
Motion to approve accepting the bid of bidder number three, Waste Management, on a 2 year agreement.
Sure, but so are the numbers that the seller provided for this upcoming year less than what they're charging us right now?
No, I think it's more. A little bit more, not a lot. I should not say that because I don't have less.
I have a trouble understanding that.
So
this is what we get for double nut. Yeah, but this is the
tonnage.
So again, 2019.
Not disposal?
Yeah.
And tonnage is a big number, so you take the years, the rates.
Oh, okay. All right.
And this cost
savings. Oh, wait, am I getting that right? Is that a savings of $8,800 over 2 years?
This is up until 15.
Is that one thing? I'm looking at the cost comparison sheet. That doesn't make sense. The same number in both 1 year and 2 years. So $175, transportation $67, and disposal.
And just to confirm that, 67 is per ton?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And they were the same all the way through, $175 for transportation, $67 for disposal. So
it's a little bit more disposal this year.
Yeah. They held the transportation the same as last year.
We've officially been seeing the rates go up.
Yes.
Right. No, I guess that was.
Yeah,
so they're up a little bit, understanding with that, that calculation of savings coming in.
So, I thought we could review this and take it up at the next meeting in December. However, based on the numbers being lower for competing bid, I thought it was prudent to act on it tonight.
Sure. No, it's what we have for information here. I'd be willing to go with the waste management out of West Seneca.
And we had a motion on that, right?
Yeah.
Second.
Any other discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. We'll let that know. Item 8 on the agenda is the Highway Garage HVAC. The board recalls we had to put out bids to do the HVAC work on the new Highway Garage ahead of repairing the roof for 2020. And we're going to do an addendum to that process. So this would be an addendum number one to project number 1804110, which would require a motion to accept MH Professional Engineering LLC recommended addendum to project 1804110, which changes the project bid opening date to 2 p.m. on December 23rd of 2019.
Do you need a motion?
Yes, I'm going to do it.
Motion to approve.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Yes, a little favor. I was just thinking about the addendum and let people know the reason for it.
So we didn't receive any bids last time we put it out.
So it's being
so we're giving the more opportunity to the time to work on it.
Great. All in favor? Aye.
Motion carried. Alright. We've already set the bid opening date, and so the purpose of the earlier up front in the meeting, the scheduled December 30th meeting, is if we get review by our engineer and find it satisfactory with whomever provides a bid that we can move forward. We may take up the recommendation and act on that.
Okay.
Item 9.
We set that date in time?
Yes.
That was the 30th.
I have a request from the Building Department from Matt Drymiller for an educational conference for himself, as well as Pete Goslow, our zoning. I'm sorry, our code enforcement officer, to attend the conference Monday, March 2nd, 2020, through Thursday, March 5th, in Lake Placid. This conference will allow them to secure all the necessary training to remain current. They'll get 24 annual credits as service hours, which is mandated by New York State, maintain their certification as a building inspector, code enforcement officer. The total amount for the two is $1,258. This is something that we budget for annually. And it's budgeted on item account B3620.2. And that amount budgeted is for 2020 is $2,500.
looking for a motion to approve that bill.
Yeah. So, sorry to go into this, but again, under, you know, plus reasonable and proper defenses is always, it always gets me every time, so I always question what's reasonable and proper. Usually with that square mileage, and here's, if you already know what mileage is going to be, I feel like in the last year, these requests have come through without mileage on them. It was expected that it just comes in later. I don't know if there's a problem with it.
Right. So, we at our organizational meeting annually, we specify by resolution that employees in official business shall be reimbursed at a higher rate.
Right.
So my recommendation would be to authorize attendance for both employees at an amount not to exceed $1,258 plus already approved mileage reimbursement.
Okay. And I know with this particular conference, pretty sure all the meals were provided except maybe one lunch, you know, and I feel as if meals are provided for what we're paying for, those, the one or two meals that are not provided, I understand we pay. But if meals are being provided, they should be attended, or at least if your option or choice is to go elsewhere, you only put in a meal ticket or whatever reimbursement for the meals that weren't applied for. Because right. it could get a bit pricey. Particularly in Lake Placid, it's a nice place, nice restaurants up there.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And one of the things I want to do at the organizational meeting is hopefully have a resolution that mirrors how the state operates.
Sure.
A flat rate, whether you're within the boroughs of New York City or outside the boroughs, for reimbursement is capped at, you know, no matter how many meals you get, they get a flat rate. But I'm happy with any way you want to word the motion. I'm okay with it.
Usually we get a copy of the voucher, or the pamphlet of the
voucher. Yeah, sure.
Right here. Oh, I don't have one, so. And then you can kind of see where all the meals.
So I had a couple questions, but I didn't know if we wanted to do the resolution first. But the questions I had is, you got three nights, $108 per night for a hotel room. Are they getting two separate hotel rooms?
I don't know.
Because, you know, I mean, it looked like, when I saw the pamphlet, it looked like Matt was already signed up for this and that Peter had not been.
We can table it. It's not until 2020.
Yeah, no, I know. I get that. But I had a couple questions, and maybe we need to address it with Matt and ask. There looked like there was an option for two beds in a hotel room, so that they could basically share the same room. Mm-hmm. You're saying no? I mean, they're going together. They're
no,
going,
no, I'm not saying no.
No, I'm getting a nod down here.
No,
saying,
I'm just thinking of what the state does. A lot of times the state lets you take, like my husband just had a conference with the state with two separate hotel rooms.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if I would.
But then my other thought is mileage. Would they be riding together, or do we pay mileage to two people to travel up there and back?
Well, yeah. They're going to be gone at the same time. So one of the concerns I had is that we wouldn't have staffing in that office to conduct the business of that office. And the response I got from the office was that everybody across the state goes on the same day.
So there's no chance for any coverage anywhere. So what are you trying to tell me?
Pretty much. Pretty much for 3 days.
So, okay.
No, okay. I just... I'm not opposed to them both going. I'm just thinking to you know, save the cost wherever we can.
I'm okay with that.
You know, they should be riding together. And, you know, if there is an opportunity for them to have two different beds in the same room, I think they're queen-size beds, and the cost was like maybe less than $20 difference from a single occupancy to a double occupancy. Yeah.
If you want to have more conversation with them, I'm perfectly happy with that.
Okay. I think I'd like to have more conversation
with
them.
So we will table that request for the time being and taking it up on the 19th.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I may not be here on the 19th. Orchestra night at the school.
You would let my office know your preference after the conversation.
Yep.
We will make it known on record.
Okay, thanks.
Item 10, I have a request from our rec leader regarding clothing allowances, and what I would like to do is table that, and I would like a recommendation from the rec committee before we bring it up again.
Okay, I had discussed it with them, but
oh,
I didn't know
okay.
if Alan had...
I have not.
Okay, well, we'll wait for Alan to discuss it. Talk to him about it.
I'll discuss it, and I'll talk to John, and we'll report back on the 19th.
Okay, that works. Yeah, I think that's all I have. Item 11, I have a request from the Highway Department for rock salt for the remaining of the 2019 budget year. Paul would like to open a PO in the amount of $45,000 for Morton Salt. Palatine, Illinois. This is on state contract. It would be paid from account DD5142.490. Which does not have an amount of money in
He's got three accounts, or four accounts here that I own.
Oh, so he wants to transfer? So they're out of salt right now. So we have to do a transfer before we can authorize expenditure. Right? Requesting that the town board authorize a transfer of $3,000 from account DB5112.4932, as well as $45,000 from account DB5112.451 into account DB5142.490.
Correct.
So if somebody would like to move that.
Motion to approve the transfer.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Yes.
Opposed? Motion carries. And so now we will need authorization for the highway superintendent to open a PO in the amount of $45,000 with Morton Salt out of Palatine.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And now we're to item 12 on the agenda, which is the privilege of the floor. If anybody would like to address the board, please do so by stating your name, address, and keep your comments, your name, and council business. Hearing none, we shall move on.
Okay. Did you make this? It looks like there was a request from Jessica.
Yeah, I got that. And that will appear on the next agenda.
Okay.
I got it well after the agenda was compiled, came in. I sent out an email around the board members, department heads, reminding them that the cutoff for submissions for requests to be acted upon at the town board meeting is noon on Friday. And that came in well after that.
Okay.
And it's not an emergency.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
All right. Item 13 is supervisor items. And I want to make the board aware that Chief Court Clerk Jen Miller will be attending the advanced planning session in law school on Thursday, January suggesting that her mileage be reimbursed by the town. I don't get a resolution on that, maybe another one. And want to make board members aware that there will be the 16th Annual Planning and Zoning Conference of 2020, Wednesday, February 5th, at the Saratoga Springs City Center on Broadway, Saratoga Springs. And any board member wishing to attend, let my office know. We can get you registered. I'll also be providing this to the Planning and Zoning Board.
Good. Thank you.
You can pick up all their hours to go.
Right.
Required hours for the year.
I have the, so I had a conversation with head at the transfer station regarding my serious concern that we don't have the necessary oversight between the booth where people pay for what they're bringing in and a verification that the area where they're depositing it. So he has interviewed some individuals. He does have a recommendation, but I would like to have the transfer station committee review his recommendations and see if we want to move forward with that.
Okay.
Did
I did not. That, or not that I'm aware of, anyways.
And the final item I have, I received correspondence from, as well as the board members individually, and the zoning board and planning board members, which were dropped off at my office, from Martha Winston, who resides at 150 Old West Road, Gansett, New York. She has written a letter in opposition to the proposed brewery that is looking for planning board approval. I know there's a public hearing scheduled for next
Monday.
And the planning board will most likely be taking action after they close the public hearing. And she is strongly opposed to planning board approval. And so I have a copy of the details of that letter for anyone who's interested. Again, the members of the planning board and zoning board also have copies. And committee reports. I believe we have at least one committee report.
So first, we had a couple. So technology updates. Spoke with the technology team here at Technical Services to just get a real-time update on the projects that are in motion. And as of today, they installed the last of the several machines. So we're ahead of schedule. We're on schedule. They've installed new wireless. We actually have a couple different wireless networks running so we can transition over to the new one and then take the old one down. Court has to make some adjustments, and he's worked with the justices to do that. There's a couple applications that still need to be installed, like LaserFish and a few others, and those vendors are all scheduled to work with PS Technical Services over the next couple days. So the update from them as of this morning was that all is on schedule, and we should finish up well ahead of any deadlines. And I have not heard anything different from any end users.
Great.
We did find a few things here and there that we've come back and addressed, but that was all expected.
Awesome, thank you.
Couple more things, just real quick. From committee, I just wanted to comment, if I could, on our dog control officer, Alicia Flower. She was called into duty on Thanksgiving, the day before Thanksgiving, and the day of Thanksgiving, and she went out in some pretty rough weather, and I just want to make sure she was acknowledged, trying to humanely track a dog that was held up in some woods down the road. She was injured in the dog, and we appreciate her going out there and doing that.
Mm-hmm.
It made it to social media, so there was quite a few eyes on it.
And I think it was probably in proximity or neighborhood, so thanks for handling that.
I do want to thank her for that.
Good. Anything else?
Transfer station, the pump or the well? leachate has been tested. We're waiting for the results.
Nice.
Hopefully we can get that pumped out as soon as we get a positive reading.
Good. When did they come? I know they're supposed to come last Monday, and the weather's a little mild, and then I didn't hear when they
I want to say it was Tuesday.
It's all the following day?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay. Ted didn't go back.
No, I heard actually from your office.
Oh, so my office didn't.
I do have one more thing. One more technology thing. I did have an engineer do a site visit to highway and transfer station to follow up on the discussion we were having about the ability to put wireless shot between highway and transfer for the purpose of getting internet, which we'll need for possibly 10 clocks going forward, but mostly to possibly get some cameras deployed. So they've gathered enough information to give me a sense of a budgetary quote, but also to give us the data we need to write an RFP. Mm-hmm. We'll have to put out that kind of RFP. So
okay.
Hopefully we'll get that done before the next meeting.
So that actually ties in with potential for hiring another part-time employee. Mm-hmm. Do we want to hold off on that until we move forward with, video monitoring, or would you like, in the time being,
I guess I have to talk a little bit more about our thoughts on that. I mean, hiring an employee to do monitoring, I don't know if that's really what I'm saying. This was to give us a camera over.
Oh, right. No, I totally agree. Yeah. But I didn't know if the camera would also help us in that endeavor. Maybe we wouldn't need the individual.
Yeah, so I have to. Okay. I'll talk to the transfer station to get a better understanding of what we are expecting this new employee to do and whether or not that can be offset by technology or automation.
Okay. Because we already know that there is not enough oversight down there to check. All right, so all the camera would do is confirm right now that we know that we aren't checking the number of...
We have a couple of issues, which has been brought to my attention. One is individuals coming into the recycling area and taking household garbage and tossing it in and driving away, so not to pay for it. So I think that would
be great on camera.
That would minimize that activity. Mm-hmm. And another is lack of verification on the part of the town staff that collect the money and then match up to what's going in the compactor down below. And I'm very concerned that we may not have an active accounting
for
what's happening. And again, this is a user fee-based fund, and we want to make sure it's fair for users. We're not charging them any more than we have to. So we have to basically monitor and help and make sure there's no fraud.
Agreed. And I would still support the idea of the part that I know it's going to be. I think with this hire,
we'll get a recommendation hopefully for next week.
Okay.
I think with this hire, though, we've got to think about cold weather here, because we're going to want someone out there on a cold day, camping bags. I think, we're going to have to.
There is a shed down there that basically they can go in to be shielded from cold weather. They step out and something pulls up. I think it's a heated building. And same upstairs, up top, with the recyclables.
Oh, okay. I'll take any and all input on how to make it a better operation.
Sure.
Anything else for open session?
Not for now.
Any more from the recorders? Any other business? Yeah. If not, I will need a very brief executive session to discuss the work performance of an unnamed town employee.
Motion to approve into executive session.
Second. Favor? Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you.
Yeah, you got that?
Yep.
Meredith, we are out of executive session. In a motion to leave the session, we go into open session, and also note that no action was taken in executive session.
So moved.
Second.
favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And so no other type of business for tonight's meeting, so I take a motion to adjourn the meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.